You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is fun, folks. It is a Tuesday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Christmas fast approaching. We got a little bit of a warm-up from yesterday, which is nice. A little heat wave on the way. It's supposed to be in the 30s, maybe early 40s, low 40s. I think we gotta check with our studio weatherman on this. Conrad, what do you got? What does the Apple phone forecast say?
I didn't check it today, but you know, let me just pull it up here. Quick.
I love that first of all, you're wearing a hat, and it's like 80 degrees on that side of the glass, and over here, I almost wore long underwear today.
All right, so it was a high of 38 degrees today, which was pretty cool.
That didn't feel like 38.
You know, the wind maybe took it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, the high on Thursday,
40s, right?
With a little bit of snow though.
What are we looking at? What's the high? Don't 39. Keep us in suspenders. Listen, people are tuning into Nightlight right now for the sole purpose of finding what the temperature will be. So what's the high on Thursday?
Feels like 29 high.
Are you just going to give me the temperature, what it's supposed to be? You're going to make me get my own iPhone out.
39.
Okay. You 39 know, in December is not bad.
It felt, you know, honestly, I was thinking about wearing shorts today.
Yeah.
It almost happened.
It's a little too, yeah.
But then I was like, you know what, I probably shouldn't.
39 on Thursday. That's pretty good. Okay, I can live with that. And maybe it's only cold on this side of the glass when it's, like, bitter outside, because this whole thing is a window right here. So,
I mean, anyway, I have a window, too.
I'm excited. Yeah, you get a little window. Sort of a junior window.
Yeah, junior window. I like that.
You got to work your way up. If you ever want to switch sides, that's totally fine with me.
You know, I don't think that would work out because I have the board over here. So
we could move that.
I don't know how to do that.
We would need Chris Casper, a double sawbuck, and he would take care of us.
We need Crisp over here.
We need Crisp. Folks, so there you go. You got that to look forward to. And I think I knew it was 40s. It's probably 40s in Madison and Milwaukee because they're a little farther south, maybe. But a little bit warmer weather is on the way, which is nice. We'll have a nice break before it probably gets cold again. I've heard this winter is supposed to be cold and snowy. And it was just from a guy sitting out at the bus station. So I'm not going to, like, you know, that's not gospel.
How'd that conversation start?
I asked him to move over. He was sitting on the bench out here. No, I want it. Mace Michaels is on tomorrow. I'm so excited to have Mace on because I want to hear. We did this with Brittany last year. I like to know ahead of time. Like, if the winter is going to be really sucky, I can prepare for it. And if it's not, I want something to look forward to. If it's going to be unseasonably warm, you know. And I feel bad saying that after Sean Connolly was here yesterday, one of our guests, who's an avid outdoors person in the winter, as is Brittany Merlot. Maybe you got to love winter to be a meteorologist or to be a weather person.
What about the meteorologists in Florida?
They're trying to get out, man. They're trying to come up this way.
Yeah.
Anybody hiring in Wausau, keep me in mind. Here's my CV, baby.
See, I don't know. When I went to school and, you know, I went for journalism, so obviously there's some people in there who are doing, you know, meteorologists and, you know, doing the same thing. They moved down to Florida or warmer states. So I don't know if you're totally correct on it.
See, here's the thing. If you do that, if you move down to a warmer state or like L.A., that there was all kinds of comics that used to do jokes about being a weather person in L.A. 5-day outlook, 75 and sunny. Like, it's just the same. You probably don't even have to, like, you could probably mail it in all year.
Until the one rain, the really rainy day.
And then you just say, didn't see this one coming. So that's something to look forward to this week. But it's also Christmas right around the corner. I can handle cold. It's really in January when the weather starts to blow.
Yeah.
So we've got, obviously, weather and sports and news coming up at the bottom of the hour, folks, so stay tuned for that. I have to say, this was fun. I woke up this morning to a text from our pal Emerson Lehman, Conrad's hometown homie.
You ask him, buddy.
Yeah, and Emerson's one of our favorite guests, and he said, by any chance, do you know Rob Reiner? And I said, no, I don't think I've ever met Rob Reiner even in passing, so I had nothing to contribute. I said, half jokingly, I'm happy to make things up if you want to have me on the air. Give me a plug on Twitter.
There you go.
Pick up an extra follower. But no, I would never do that. And he, obviously, he's a journalist. He said, no thanks, Schwabba. Take a hike, I think were his exact words. But I realized after our exchange that I did have interaction with a Reiner. When I first moved to LA, and this has never happened, whenever I read for something, it was always like, you know, oh, we're not looking for the average white guy. We're looking for Japanese girls, or we're looking for whatever. It was always looking for a different type when it came to casting. Well, I'm in LA like 2 months. I send my stuff to this place called Commercials Unlimited, and I get a call from Richie Reiner, who says, you are exactly what we're looking for. I guess it was like all, that was the era of the beer commercial where they wanted dumb white guys that say stupid stuff to be drinking Bud Light or Miller Light or whatever. And I was like, oh my God. I go, well, that's nice of you to call. I've never heard that I'm exactly what people were looking for. So I went in, I had this meeting with Richie Reiner, kind of looked like Rob a little bit, really nice guy. 3 days later, I sold a movie called A Guy Thing that ended up getting made. And I saw how much I made selling a script as opposed to going to all these auditions and driving all over LA. So I still would have done it. It's not like I dropped them. I just never really pursued it. But I did get a call from Richie Reiner because when my partner, Greg Liana, and I, writing partner, sold the film, the script, I should say, it was in the Hollywood Reporter. It was in Variety. You know, they list everything. And most people in LA, at least in those positions, comb the trade papers. And Richie saw that we sold the script. And he called me up. And I was like, oh, he must have an audition. He goes, hey, man, I just want to say, if you need an actor in this movie, keep me in mind. My commercial agents hit me up for acting work. And it was Rob Reiner's brother, Richie. And you know what? He was such a nice guy, but it shocked me how naive he was about the movie. Like, when you sell the script to a big studio, you don't have any pull as to who goes in the movie. Like, I had trouble getting an audition to be in the film I sold. They did let me read, and then they dismissed me immediately. They said I wasn't, that's not the type they were looking for. But that's about as close as I get to Rob Reiner, his brother Richie. But a nice guy. I never talked to him again after that. So maybe he's mad I didn't cast him, even though I had no power. I will say this. The show Pluribus, big drop-off after the first episode. Love the first episode. I've said this before on the show. It ventured into downright boring territory. After watching the episode last night, I'm putting it in Suckville.
Oh, wow.
I just don't like the show. It's so slow. It's like they are trying to put 4 episodes worth of material into 8 or 10 episodes, however many there are. It's like something mildly amusing happens once an episode, and it's just her, Rhea Seehorn, and she's great, but it's just there's nothing happening. Love to hear from you folks. If you feel differently, if you're digging Pluribus, let me know. Phone lines are always open here at Nightlight. We never close. 855-752-4842. Let us know what you think about, or if you're watching something great and you want to recommend it, obviously that's we have an open door policy here. We have great guests tonight. It's going to be a really fun show. Joining me at 535 will be the founder of Joey's Song, Mike Gamal. He will be here. He created this great event in order to raise money and funding for epilepsy and to find a cure for epilepsy. And there are some staggering statistics about epilepsy out there, and we'll talk to Mike about those. He lost his son, Joey, in 2010 when he was just shy of his 5th birthday, and Mike decided to put this event together, and it's become huge. He gets big-time A-list rock and rollers to play this event. They don't take a penny. And the event is in January, right after the holidays. I want to say it starts January 12th. We will talk to Mike about that. I'm very excited to have him on the show. This is one of Frank Anderson's guys, Conrad, our buddy Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology.
Yeah, and he always speaks really highly of him, too, every time he's on.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you got to have Mike Gamal on. So we got Mike on finally, so that should shut Frank up for a while. no, it's going to be fun. So we'll have Mike on at, and Joey's Song is January 8th, to the 12th at the Sylvie in Madison. So we've got lots to talk about with Mike. And then after that, in hour two at 6:35, Comedy City invades the studio. We've got Erica Larson and Scott Roman. Do you remember how to say Scott's last name? It's like R-O-E-M-A-T-T. He's been on the show before. Great guy. Anyway, Rome.
Oh, that's probably
that
not right.
Sounds very exotic.
But
it's Wisconsin, so it's probably Roamat.
I don't know
what it is. But Erica and Scott will be here. And Scott has been here before. We have not met Erica before, but they are two of the best, according to Comedy City boss Nick Wallander, our pal. So they will be here in person to tell us about some really fun Christmas shows coming up at Comedy City. And then my pal and comedian Boris Hamilton will be joining us from Los Angeles over the stream. And he's going to talk about a new documentary he is a part of, and we're going to just kind of talk comedy. So there you go. That's your show. Right now, I think without further ado, we need to get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a gift that is hard to wrap? And I don't know, does that play into your Christmas shopping, folks? Because you got to wrap it typically. So what is a gift that is hard to wrap? That is our question of the night. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app if that is how you are listening. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, don't be afraid to drop us a stream comment from YouTube, Facebook, or X. And, you know, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you're there. So, I was thinking about this earlier, and I don't really have my answer yet. I'm ill-prepared for my own show. So I'm going to noodle this. Do you have one?
Yeah, drum set.
Oh, I did see that on social media. That was a good one.
I mean, that would be impossible to wrap. That'd just be really hard.
Well, you could just, like, put a tarp over it and a bunch of tape.
Well, that's not as fun.
Yeah. Do you take gift wrapping seriously?
I am absolutely terrible at gift wrapping. Actually,
that's a cop-out. Come on.
What's funny last year? My brother is extremely good at gift wrapping. I had a box and I didn't tell him who it was for. It was for him. I had him wrap his own gift.
I remember I told that story in the air last year. I made my brother go into the store. I go, just give me a Christmas card, any Christmas card. It doesn't matter. We did basically the same thing.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious. I mean, he didn't know what it was because it was in a box. So I was just like,
any dude giving something in a box to another dude takes you back to Saturday Night Live. You have to be careful.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true.
And we have one of our social media smartass responses involves just that gift. So we'll get to those in just a bit. But what is a gift that is hard to wrap? Let us know. I'm going to give my answer. You know what? You know what's hard to wrap? This bell.
Yeah?
That's a tough. That's so bad.
For the listeners, how big is that bell? It's very
it's like
small.
Three by three.
I don't think it would be very difficult.
A circle. No, you could just wrap, but if you want to make, look at that little nub at the top makes it difficult.
I guess.
So it's kind of tough to wrap. So, all right. We're going to read some text when we come back, and I'm going to tell you about what some really cool, there's a number of ways we could do this, Conrad. We could talk about Dick Van Dyke's house, Bears Packers, or... what's happening in Wisconsin? Let's do that. That's coming up next. After the break, it's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We've got, this is what I love about Nightlight listeners, one of our favorite couch potatoes, Dave on the stream informed us that last night's question was on the stream. So, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Mistakes happen. Thank you, Dave, though, for pointing that out.
Thank you, Dave.
However, You can answer that question too, because I noticed the texts were coming in today, even on the social media platforms about the Rob Reiner film. So we'll be happy to answer those as well. So happening this week in Wisconsin, this is so great. I love Up North News. This is Ellie Bordeaux. Remember, we had Ellie on the show a couple weeks ago. She's a lot of fun. There's a Buddy Holly Jolly Christmas. And you know what, folks? Let's do this, too. Let's make this an information exchange. If there's something fun happening in your Wisconsin community, let us know, and we'll spread the word here, because this is the time, for me anyway, I love Christmas-related events. So let's talk about that. If you've got something going on in your community, we are happy to share that here on Nightlight, because these all sound amazing. Buddy Holly Jolly Christmas. That's in, I think they mean Delavan. Zachary Stevenson will perform a festive rock and roll show featuring featuring Christmas classics at the Belfry Music Theater. You like Buddy Holly?
I don't. Who's that?
Just give it a Google. He's great.
Okay.
He'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a fun show to see. But that's coming up. Tomorrow is, that starts tomorrow and Thursday, December 17th. Ellen and Kostya at Wild Lights in Milwaukee. Award-winning jazz singer Ellen Winters will perform at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Oh, how fun does that sound? That's December 18th. That's Thursday night. So lots of stuff during the week, too, which is fine. You don't have to wait till the weekend. The Comedy Roast of Santa Claus. We're going to talk about that with our guest tonight at 6:35 from Comedy City Theater. They'll be here at 6:35, and they're going to host a Santa Claus roast where Kris Kringle will be the target of jokes and offer some revenge. I'm very excited to have those guys in here. And then another thing we're featuring here on Nightlight as well, tomorrow night, we're going to talk about this really cool World Snowshoe Championship.
That's going to be pretty cool.
That's going to be very cool. Do you think they run? What do you think the champ, without, I haven't done any research yet on the guests. So what is a snowshoe competition? You think it's a race?
These questions will all be answered on Thursday. it's Thursday, not tomorrow. It's Thursday, by the way.
Okay, Thursday.
5:35 on Thursday, we're going to have someone from the World Snowshoe
Championship,
which is really, I think that's pretty cool.
It's the Wisconsin Farmers Union that's hosting, and it's the 95th annual state convention. Don't you love when you find out about something you didn't even know existed? And it sounds so cool.
It's always great.
95 years. It will include educational speakers, arts and crafts, and games. That'll be fun. And then walk-through night and fireworks show in St. Croix Falls on December 19th. That is Friday. Over 25 million holiday lights and fireworks will be on display at Miracle at Big Rock, along with tractor rides, Santa appearances, and bonfire. See, this is all like Norman Rockwell stuff. This is so great. That's what I love about Wisconsin. So all of that stuff is going on. News, sports, and weather coming up in just a few minutes, folks. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll have Mike Gamal here. He is the founder of Joey's Song, and it is quite the event this year. It has expanded from one night to now it's an actual festival, and it's called the Freezing Man Festival. And we'll talk to Mike about that in just a few minutes. And it's the opposite of Burning Man, I believe. So Mike will give us the deets. And I saw this too, Con. I love this. I love this. I think I saw this in USA Today. All the best, or are these the best holiday foods and drinks? Oh, it was from Ranker. Okay. They asked 1,700 people their favorite holiday foods and drinks. The top three are, can you guess one of them?
Ham.
No.
Oh, cookies?
Think sweet, yeah.
Cookies?
Christmas cookies?
Christmas cookies, some type of little Debbie cake, maybe?
A beverage?
Eggnog.
No. You know, a lot
spiked
of people
eggnog?
Think eggnog sucks. I mean, it's
hot chocolate?
Popular. It is hot chocolate.
Yeah. Okay.
And the third thing is just chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, chocolate's in every single stocking. It's in
But you don't even have to. You could take holiday out of there and just say, are these the best foods and drinks?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I mean,
cookies and chocolate. There you go.
Yes.
Number one is Christmas cookies. Number two is hot chocolate. Number three is chocolate. Number four, chocolate chip cookies.
What?
Number five is just cookies. Number six, gingerbread. Now, that's the first thing we've gotten to here where I think that's a real holiday thing because ever eat ginger. Well, you eat ginger, not like gingerbread at any other. It's not like the 4th of July. Come over, we're having gingerbread cookies.
No.
Right?
Gingerbread houses at 4th of July. That's
exactly. It's not a bad idea. I mean, gingerbread is just as tasty in the summer. But we don't do that. We're conditioned.
That's for the hot dogs.
Exactly. Number seven, mashed potatoes.
Before any of the meats?
You know what? I don't disagree with that. Mashed potatoes and butter and salt.
But over ham, I couldn't. I don't. Ham's just too good.
Yeah. I typically tend to like the sides more, but I get you.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Spuds. The first non-dessert on the list. That was mashed potatoes. Number eight, cinnamon rolls. Okay.
Really?
Those are year-round, though.
Yeah.
Right? And nine, bread rolls. Talk about running out of fun food.
I love any rolls. Rolls are really good. I never have them like any time of the year besides.
Really?
To make them special, you know?
That's why I thought it was strange they were on this list. Like, bread rolls are just kind of like,
I have regular bread, but, you know, rolls just taste so much better.
All right. And number 10, fudge.
See, that's, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Fun show tonight, folks. Mike Gamal will be here in a few minutes after news, sports, and weather, which is coming up next. Mike will be here. We're going to talk about Joey's song. We've got in-studio entertainment, thanks to Comedy City and DePere, and then some comedy talk in hour number three with Boris Hamilton. Fun night. Glad you're here. It's Tuesday, folks. Let's party. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. More than that. No, there's nothing more. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me here on this beautiful Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas is just around the corner. There's a nip in the air, and we are broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay. Lots going on here lately. We had a skier outside the window last night.
Yeah.
We got a girl in a wheelchair, our friend Sarah, who is recuperating. She'll be our Nightlight window fun/love tonight on social media. So check out Sarah and wish her a speedy recovery, if you will. Great guest tonight, too, folks. We've got in-studio entertainment in hour number two. Comedy City will be here talking about a lot of fun events they have coming up, and they're going to do a little improv for us. And then comedian Boris Hamilton will be here in the third hour, too. We'll be talking Christmas movies and a really cool documentary he was part of that we're going to discuss and go into a little bit of detail on. Should be fun. Right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. This is his first time on Nightlight. He is the founder of Joey's Song, an organization that tries to raise money for epilepsy and uses great music and a great music festival to do it. Joining me now is Mike Gamal. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
You know what? It's not so bad. I'm down here in Madison, and it's a lot warmer than it was a couple of days ago, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm not a cold weather guy. Conrad and I complained about the weather all the time, yet we choose to live in Wisconsin, so it's kind of a pointless exercise, but
I'm a lifelong Wisconsinite, except for when I moved way down south to Chicago, so that shows you That shows you what a Yankee I am. So, yeah, I got no right to complain either.
You know what's funny? Like, I spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago. I moved up to Marinette, Wisconsin, went back to Chicago for college. So I tell this story like I'm kind of a man between two. Like, I'm a cheesehead when I'm in Chicago, and I'm a fib when I'm here. people don't accept me in either place. But I do laugh because in Chicago, when I was in college, people would ask me where I'm from. And I would tell them, and it's 4 hours north, and they'd go, oh, man, you're way up there. And these would be people from Appleton saying, oh, you live way up. And then I moved to L.A. for 15 years, and I'm like, it's all the Midwest, and it's freezing, you know?
Well, and we'll get into that, I'm sure, as we talk, but that's part of my dilemma as I'm recruiting all these artists from L.A. to come to Madison, Wisconsin in January. It involves a lot of finagling, shall we say.
Yeah. But you know what? The cause is so great. I'm sure you have no trouble. And I've heard how, you know, Frank, a shout out to our pal Frank Anderson, who introduced us, and he's a big part of Joey's Song as well. And So it's great to meet you, Mike. It's great to have you here. Let's jump right in and talk about this just absolutely wonderful event you have coming up January 8th through the 12th at the Sylvie Joey Song. Tell us a little bit of the background.
So Joey Song is in memory of my son, Joe, who unfortunately passed away after battling a severe form of epilepsy his entire short life. He died just shy of his fifth birthday. Epilepsy is a spectrum disorder. It's got a myriad of causes and a myriad of ways that it manifests itself. And Joe, unfortunately, was born with a chromosomal disorder. I can never say that properly, but that's because I need to put in my poly grip. But his brain, stuff that was supposed to go left was going right, and it caused all sorts of problems. And so even when Joe was still with us, I had thought about trying to do something to try to raise money for the next family, something we still say here in Joey's Song. But at that point, I had a child with severe special needs, as well as Joe's older brother and sister, and that we were just trying to make it to bedtime. You know, but once Joe passed away, I started to kind of flex some old muscles. I didn't do this as a career, but back in Madison in the 80s, when I was in school here, I worked at a club called Headliners, which had a lot of bands on the way up. We always referred to it as we had the MTV bands on the way up and the 60s bands on the way down kind of thing.
Nice.
Thousand seat venue. I did not go on to do that, but I've always been kind of a music person. And the one golden thread out of that, there was another fella kicking around Madison at the time called Butch Vig. And Butch and I ran in the same circles, and he went off to win Grammy Awards and MTV Moon Men, and I did not. But when it came time to try to start this effort that we now call Joey's Song, it would have been a fool's errand for me to call anybody but Butch.
Wow, that is so great. And talk about, man, so you've got this friend who helps you get this thing off the ground, and he's a music, he's just a music legend. I mean, the Smart Studio story, his connection to Wisconsin is great, and he's just conquered the music world.
Yeah, when you've won a Grammy for producing Paul McCartney, that's the mountaintop. So,
you know, just a quick aside about Butch Vig. I've had the opportunity to interview him twice, once on PBS Wisconsin, and Wendy Schneider was there. I'm sure you know Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the green room. He's really funny. He kept doing this voice about the frozen tundra or something like that, like he was going to break into the frozen tundra. You know, I wasn't expecting that.
No. First of all, and all your listeners locally, there is no larger Packer fan in the world than Butch. I would defy it. There's a bunch of us, including our friend Frank, that have this text thread that has been going on for years, and it centers around the Packers. And Butch was sitting in the airport on Sunday down in Melbourne. Garbage just finished up their Australia tour and was complaining because the Wi-Fi was so bad he couldn't watch the Packer game.
Oh, boy.
So that tells you all you need to know. But yeah, he's just a straight shooter, a good guy. And I don't know what I did to deserve a friend like him, but thank goodness I got him.
Well, you're the driving force behind this, Mike, and it's just such a great event. And tell us a little bit about, like, it was a one-night event until recently, and now it's a whole festival, the Freezing Man Festival. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, so we just talked a little bit about me trying to get these people from L.A. to come out in January, and all of them assume that, you know, we are all don't move for 4 months up here. And so rather than fight it, instead of Burning Man, we're leaning right into it and calling it Freezing Man. So that's the idea behind it. And really, it's one of these things that has evolved. It was not always what it is now. So I probably should go back and answer your first question, which is, what is the Joey Song Freezing Man? So what we do, I'll try to summarize it. So many of the folks we just mentioned, Butch and Frank and our pal Corey Chisel and Alex Drossert and a lot of those guys from up there in the Green Bay Appleton area, along with Butch and Duke Erickson from Garbage and Freddie Johnston, have this kind of knockaround band they call the Know-It-All Boyfriends. It's
Love
basically a chance. Yeah, it's a chance for them to get silly and play stuff they don't normally play and have a few beers. And so what they do is they serve as a house band, for lack of a better phrase. And we bring in all these amazing people. I will break some news that I just found out about 25 minutes ago. I'll save it for the end of the roster here, but we've added a new guest literally just 25 minutes ago. So we've got Jane Wiedlin and Gina Schock from the Go-Go's and Vicki Peterson from the Bangles and John Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls and Hugo Burnham from Gang of Four. Chris Collingwood from Fountains of Wayne, Max Collins from Eve Six, on and on and on and on. And we just added a few days ago, Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears.
Oh, wow, and nice.
I just found out about 20 minutes ago that Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses is joining us as well. So we've got amazing people. They all come to Madison, and we put on these concerts. This year, we're putting on one acoustic storyteller's night, and another one will be a full-blown jam. And the best part of it is they don't play their songs. They play each other's and covers, right? Because for a lot of these people, you know, they play their hits 207 nights a year, right? And so the fact that they can play a Beatles song with, you know, the guitars from Fountains of Wayne and Jody Stevens from Big Star and, you know, so on, it's just an amazing thing. And it's really full of these one-off musical moments that happen. And that's the best way I can describe it to people. You get these amalgam of Grammy winners and Rock and Roll Hall of Famers all getting together and playing AC/DC. It's truly, if I won't sprain my elbow patting myself on the back, it is truly, truly spectacular. And I don't want to overblow it like this was some grand plan I had. This has just evolved into it, and it's a glorious thing.
Mike Amahl is my guest. He is the founder of Joey Song, an event he founded on behalf of his late son, and they try to raise money for epilepsy. And I love that none of the bands, Mike, take money.
Nope.
And you've all those names you just mentioned, like, this would be a great event, even if it wasn't for a good cause. It would be an incredible festival, right?
Yeah. Pete, that's a great point you made about the artist. I need everybody to know all those people I just named and a few that I didn't because I'm slowing down in my old age and I don't have it written down in front of me, all come to Madison for 4 or 5 days. Most everybody will come in on Wednesday, will rehearse all day Thursday, do shows on Friday and Saturday, rehearse on the, and, you know, they get a ham sandwich and 2 beers. Is, you know, their payment for it. And, you know, I don't know what Butch gets for a day's work, but I guarantee you it's not that, you know. So
do you play?
And then, you know, the thing I got to throw on top of it for all of our Wisconsin listeners is the guy that keeps the whole night moving is everybody's favorite Wisconsinite, Charlie Barron. So Charlie plays kind of MC and ringmaster.
Does he do the Manitowoc Minute? Are you anticipating he's going to?
I got to tell you, 2 years ago, he sang.
Oh, dear. How was that? Was he good?
Oh, yeah. He and his pal Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades have a couple albums out. And they're what you would expect. They're, you know, they're songs about supper clubs and beer gardens. But, yeah, he's great. That's really great.
Fantastic. Wow. So you're like literally banging on all cylinders. You've got a great host, great bands. Do you play, Mike? Do you play with them?
No, but my son, my 23-year-old son, Sam, does. He's a singer-songwriter, and he gets to I'll tell a quick aside if we've got a minute.
Sure.
A couple years ago, one of our guests was a guy called Brian Ray, and Brian's day job is he plays guitar with Paul McCartney and has for the last 30 years. And Sam, one of his first – this, he was 18 at the time – one of his first live performances, he sang on the stage – at the Sylvie with Brian Ray, Butch Vig, Chris Collingwood, Freddie Johnston, and they sang Don't Let Me Down. So he's got all the talent in the family. I'm nothing compared to my son. And as you can tell, I'm darn proud of him as well. Oh, so I don't, but Sam does.
Way too humble there. And you look like a musician. You look like you're doing a behind the music or something. You got all this great paraphernalia behind you. How cool is that?
Well, I do. We also have a podcast. So most of these people come on and we talk and kind of do what you and I are doing. And since I'm in the middle of Joey Song International headquarters, otherwise known as my basement, we've got kind of all of this stuff going on to make it a little more rock and roll.
Were you at all concerned? I have to tell you, Mike, when I was doing stand-up in the 90s, I was working Myrtle Beach and I had to introduce Huey Lewis in the News. And they were kind of on the... You know, the backside, I guess, of the career. Yep. It was like a 1,200-seat theater. And I had seen them at Summerfest. Like, that's the kind of the jump they took. At the time, Hootie and the Blowfish were all the rage. And I almost said Hootie and the News, which would have been horrible. Huey would have punched me on the way onto the stage. However, you have the Go-Go's and the Goo Goo Dolls. I don't know if you saw. Are you worried there's going to be a mix-up there?
Oh, yeah. The good news is that Jane Wiedlin is beautiful, and so is Gina, and John Resnick, according to the girls, is handsome. So I probably won't get those two things mixed up. But that's what Charlie's there for. My job is to come out for a little bit and just thank everybody. And I let the pros do the talking because you would not want me to do that.
It sounds like you've got an amazing event here. We'll have a couple more minutes with our guest, Mike Gamal, the founder of Joey's Song, on behalf of his son, doing great work trying to find a cure for epilepsy. And we'll give you some stats about epilepsy that you might not believe when we talk about them. That's coming up next with Mike Gamal on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you here, folks.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. News, weather, and sports just around the corner, folks, at the top of the hour. Right now, I am very excited. We've got a few more minutes with our guest, Mike Gamal, who is the founder of Joey's Song, a great event that he founded in honor of his late son who suffered from a rare form of epilepsy. Mike, I thought this was fascinating when I was reading about this. I didn't know this. Epilepsy claims more lives every year than breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it affects more people than those with multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and Parkinson's disease combined. That is I mean, it's not a contest. They're all terrible things, but I had no idea about any of that.
Well, and it is. And one of the things that makes epilepsy so insidious relative to some of those other things is that there's usually no physical sign of it. A lot of those things that you mentioned, you can tell if somebody's struggling with MS or Parkinson's or CP. And so it's kind of shrouded in that. Plus, it's only been 100 or so years since the medical community understood what was causing that, right? Unfortunately, we're still going back to the days of demons and, you know, witchcraft on some of that. So there's still a stigma attached to it. So it is really almost a hidden disorder. You're absolutely right. It's not a contest. All of those are awful, but some of the statistics would kind of make you sit up and take notice. One in 26 people will develop epilepsy in their lifetime. In 26 people. So if you think of your neighborhood and each house has four people in it, you know, that seventh house, the odds are that somebody in that house is going to develop epilepsy in their lifetime. What makes it even more insidious and why we're doing what we're doing is one in three people with epilepsy, and there are 50 million worldwide, can't get relief currently from medicine or surgery or any or therapies, right? So that means one in three people don't know if 10 minutes from now they're going to have a seizure, they're going to be in the back of an ambulance or something worse. So it's pretty stark, yet it's really interesting. As I've been doing this, even when Joe was still alive and epilepsy entered my life, it's amazing how many people do have that connection. You can see those statistics in real life. You know, oh yeah, my uncle, my aunt, the guy I worked with, my nephew. It really, as you talk more and more about it, you start to see that, yeah, there's probably some truth behind those stats.
Mike Gamal is my guest. He's the founder of Joey's Song, which has turned into a really big event called the Freezing Man Festival. It's days long now, January 8th through the 12th in Madison at the Sylvie Theater, a great venue. Mike, if people want to go, are there still tickets left with that lineup? Are you already sold out or?
No, there are. Joeysong.org will get you the link to either one. So we've got the Friday show is an all acoustic, so it's the same bill both nights. So all those people that I mentioned both nights, Friday night we're going to do it as a seated show. Stools and acoustic guitars, and all those artists will talk about some of their big songs, either covers and why they chose them or songs that they wrote. And then on Saturday, it's full blown rocket. We all plug in and everybody plays together. There's only about 100 tickets left for the acoustic show. and there's about 400 out of the 2,500 left for the plugged-in show. So I would not wait.
Okay. Wow, great point. Hey, you and I have something else in common, Mike, too, when I was reading about you earlier. You went to DePaul University. That was where I went to college.
Yeah, I got my graduate degree down there, and love the city of Chicago. If it hadn't priced me out of the market, I'd probably still be down there because I'm although the biggest hate in my life is the Bears, so I am a bit of a dichotomy. But
I'll pretend but I didn't I hear do that, like, Mike.
Yeah, well, I saw what Conrad's wearing, so I know I've got at least somebody on that side with me.
Yeah, you got a friendly face here.
But I the city of Chicago has a warm place in my heart. And I love DePaul. DePaul was great. It was very good to me.
You know what's crazy is I've been going down to Madison once a month for like the last 12 years for this PBS gig I've been doing. Madison is crazy expensive. Like, if you want to live down by the campus, there are people, yeah, Mike, honest to God, at the film festival there from LA that have said, I cannot believe how expensive it is here. Madison is crazy.
Well, there is an affordable housing shortage here, yeah, unfortunately. And if you've been around for many, many years, East Wash Avenue, all that campus stuff, what were 5-bedroom houses are now apartment buildings,
yeah,
but very desirable because the infrastructure's, I mean, great restaurants and great shops and all. It is certainly revitalized downtown. 20 years ago, if you'd said downtown Madison was the place to be, you'd have been laughed at. But now it's the case.
It's so great because I hear people complain about that. And I'm like, look, anywhere you want to go, if there is good schools, culture,
yes,
great restaurants,
yes,
you pay. And that's Madison, right, is like ranked the number one city to live in. And the weather is, yeah, terrible. So that should tell you something about everything else it has to offer, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to see the algorithm, but if anything that can offset what we go through weather-wise, it has to be pretty great. Yeah, Madison's awesome.
Mike, it was so great talking to you. Best of luck with the event. It's so great, and I wish you luck, and I admire you, and I hope it crushes this year, and hopefully you're playing an instrumental part, hopefully, in the cure for epilepsy, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm convinced that when whoever mixes that final test tube together to find a cure, I'm convinced we will have bought that test tube. Nobody will be able to convince me otherwise.
Outstanding. Well, it's great to meet you. Let's do it again sometime.
Anytime, Pete. Would love to chat.
Thank you, buddy. All right, that's Mike Gamal. Go to joeysung.org and get one of these remaining tickets. They're going fast, and they're still. I think that acoustic show sounds like.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
I mean, I would do both of them, but that's probably where I would start. That's fantastic. And it's for such a great cause, too. All right. We are coming back after news, sports, and weather, which is on the way next. We've got Comedy City in the house in hour number two, and all kinds of fun stuff still on tap. I'm going to read your text, too, after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.